This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:05 in the evening, and our first story this hour is about BRIM. The Prime Minister has said that BRIM, it's been renamed to Bantuan Sara Hidup by the Pakatan Harapan government. He has said that it'll be reduced slowly before being scrapped altogether. BRIM was always a big bone of contention with the Pakatan Harapan government when they were in opposition. Some called it corruption and bribery. Some said that it was just essentially spoiling the public by giving them handouts, and so it feels like they're sticking with their promise of getting rid of BRIM, which was a highly popular initiative.
And now that it's been announced, I think those same concerns are continuing to be discussed and floated. People are still calling it corruption, but people are also saying what's going to happen to the folks who have been relying on it or who have come to rely on it as a source of income every month. And I think those are worthy discussions to have. I'm not the hugest fan of the idea of giving handouts indefinitely. I'm not sure that helps anybody in the long run. But I also appreciate that in day-to-day living, it surely can't be easy to suddenly have a source of income taken away from you, especially if you've got a family to support.
Correct. And you wouldn't be the only one, Lynn. Economists tend to agree with you as well, in the sense that handouts are not an answer. They're not a solution. They are a band-aid at best. But a lot of economists do agree that given the current circumstances and given people living in the B40 group, it is absolutely necessary sometimes, these handouts, but there should be other measures in place at the same time to try and fix the overarching problem. And I think what we had in the past was those other measures weren't taking root quick enough.
And in a way, this is somewhat linked to the story we were talking about earlier with regard to teens not having, you know, more than a meal in some cases. And a lot of that was focused on concerns around the B40 group as well. And when you put that in context, it would take a very hard-hearted person to say, well, no, these families don't need any more money, stop it. But I think there needs to be, what I'm concerned with is whether there's going to be support given to people to help them make that transition, you know, from having the handouts to not. I don't think it's impossible to cope, but I don't think that it's likely that you should just say, well, this is going to happen, you make the adjustments necessary, because if they could, they would have already.
Yeah, BRIM was an interesting initiative also because it wasn't along any racial lines, right? It was given out to everyone as long as they met the minimum requirements, and I know the government has said that they're going to study or look into further methods to help the needy.
To determine who the needy are.
Yes,
in fact,
that too.
Yeah.
But whatever those methods end up being, yet again, they should be across the board. They shouldn't actually, you know, there shouldn't be one method for Bumiputras and then one method for everyone else, because that just creates a different kind of issue and inequality, right?
That's right. And I think the particularly tricky part of discussing this is that on one side, you have people saying that it's a, well, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, a politically motivated bribe.
Yes.
And on the other side of it, you have people saying, no, but this is something that is a genuine need. And if you say that you're going to help people live day to day, then don't take away something that helps them do that. So it's a very complicated discussion to take, and there are multiple angles at which to come from, you know, to come to it.
But what one thing the Pakatan Harapan government needs to do maybe is to move away from electioneering rhetoric.
I think so.
I think you're in government now. You need to start making things work. I mean, quotes like, oh, BRIM is from stolen funds, you know, that you know, it should be GST and all these things. And move away from that rhetoric.
For that matter, even talking about previous administrations spoiling Malaysians, I think that's a very condescending tone to take.
And it's also unnecessary.
It's unwelcome, you know, especially if you're talking about taking away money. Again, you don't need to be unpleasant about it.
Yes. So we're going to be speaking to some real, genuine economists after this to get their opinion on BRIM being phased out. BFM 89.9.
Beyond frivolous matters. BFM 89.9, the business station.
6:15 in the evening, Lynn and Uma with you on the evening edition. We're talking about Brim, or rather the Pakatan Harapan suggestion that they're going to slowly phase it out. We're going to cross over now to Manokaran Motain, the chief economist of Alliance Bank Malaysia. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Mano. Do you agree with the notion that Brim payments were in the past politically motivated?
Actually, that question is politically or not politically, I'm not sure, but it was started by Bank Negara Malaysia, proposed by Bank Negara Malaysia to what was intention, the real intention is to lift the low-income group people out of poverty. So that was the main intention, to provide some kind of a safety net. But over the years, I think there were some flaws in the database as well as implementation stage.
And of course, that's just one weakness. Could you elaborate further?
You see, BRIM, the database says that anyone who's earning less than 3,000 and below will qualify for BRIM. That's one thing. I think that should not be the right way, Instead of a blanket like that, I would rather look at it more specific, targeted subsidy. And also, there are people, who are really deserving, maybe earning 1,500 and below, and with a larger family size. These are the people should be helped, because the poor implementation led to people like taxi drivers claiming, BRIM, and people, in fact, they are employed, but they are not with records, you see. Those don't have EPF contribution and all that. They still go and, go under the database. In other words, they also went and claim BRIM. So these are the few things that we should have over the years improvised it. If you look at it, we started, from 2011. 2012, the BRIM allocation was 1.8 billion. And then it swelled to, 2018, last budget was 6.8 billion, which is about 7.2 million people come under the BRIM category. In other words, we are only creating a subsidy mentality among the population. In other words, we are not encouraging them to work hard, to uplift their own income levels and all that.
So what's a better way to provide assistance to the needy? Since you've more or less said that a cash handout like this creates dependency on the government.
Yes, if you look at it, there are certain segments of the people, population, who are waiting for the budget, how much will their BRIM payment, whether it's increasing or not. So the kind of anxiety is we have already created. Actually, my own opinion is anything this kind of handout should be a short term. What we should have done it is to create a society whereby teach them, the financial education, importance of financial planning and as well as the debt management and all that, and also upskill them, provide them enough job opportunities, also, by how you want to enlarge their job opportunity is by way of controlling their foreign labors. Foreign labors are easily employed in Malaysia. We should put a stop on that, And one way is the current minimum wage has been raised, is being, considered for a raise up to 1,500. I think that is a good thing. Employers are always take the shortcut. If they can get cheap labor elsewhere, they want to go. All kind of things. Excuses are always there.
Right. So do you agree with scrapping BRIM completely then?
Not immediate. I would agree, over a couple of years. Slowly. You can't shock the system by withdrawing it totally, just like that.
And there's also this argument about those who can't work and need assistance. How should that take place once BRIM is scrapped?
Okay, then in that case, then when the government is really decided to remove the BRIM totally, then they can sort of like, there are still, you know, the low income group people, the real under, the population under poverty levels, you know, those will be affected. So those kind of people, maybe some of the money can be injected through ICASE for a short period of time. Okay, then you already identified who are the people who are under ICASE now at the moment. So identify them and you bring them out of the poverty line by training them, giving them training. You know, I think the EPU has got, formally, they had a unit largely, specifically targeting for upskilling the people, That lot of money was spent, and I believe that was one of a good measure undertaken by the government. And the other thing is, apart from the ICASE, you have also the Kebajikan Masyarakat, where you can provide welfare payments to all those, special people, The special people need assistance. So, in other words, it's what I'm talking about, that there are certain category of people will need the government assistance, but not every one of them. Not the 7.2 million people who under the BRIM now, they cannot work or anything like that.
Manoharan, thank you so much for your thoughts. That was Manoharan Mattayan, Chief Economist of Alliance Bank Malaysia. We're talking about BRIM, and we want your, your thoughts on whether or not BRIM should be cancelled. Call us on 0377109000 to talk back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.